Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon for our annual introduction to the Southside Film Festival. I'm Paul Wollestein. I'm here with Jeff Laslavic. He's the owner proprietor of Deja Brew, and he is the president of the Southside Film Institute. And we're also here with Glenn Kohler. He's marketing and outreach coordinator for the National Museum of Industrial History, and he is the festival chair for the Southside Film Festival. And when you guys talk, just mention your names if you can, as sure. far as when I ask you questions, so people sure. know who you are. This is what annual Southside Film Festival, Jeff?
14
years. So that means what, you started in 2003?
2004 was the first.
2004. Yep.
This year it is held June 13th through 17th.
And where are the venues? Where is the Southside Film Festival held?
Southside Film Festival is in Southside, Bethlehem. We have one venue at Lehigh University, Sinclair Auditorium. We have Victory Firehouse down by the river. And we also have a brand new venue last year for the first time, the Performing Arts Charter High School, which was really, really fantastic.
That worked out great.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
And the festival starts June 13th, but let's talk a little bit about the benefit that's held June 12th at Molinari's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big benefit for the festival. And
Absolutely.
Are tickets still available for that?
Tickets are available. Yeah, this is our fifth annual, Glenn?
I believe so. We actually have an interesting concept. They have five different restaurants give out five different hors d'oeuvres and five different courses throughout the dinner. And it's chefs this year from Molinari's, Mint, Third and Ferry Fish Market, Grain, and Lit Bakery and Coffee Shop right here in Southside Bethlehem will be doing the dessert this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the dinner is also paired with wine courses from South Italy Imports. And this year we have two new kind of cool additions. We have Bond Brewing, which is also right here in Southside Bethlehem. They're doing a special beer just for the dinner. I had a little tank sample of it the other day. It was quite tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And Monocacy Coffee, which is also part of Lit Roastery, is doing espresso and coffee for dessert. So a lot of new things. We're really excited. It's going to be probably better than ever this year.
And that's the benefit at Molinari's for the Southside Film Festival. It starts at 6 p.m. Monday, June 12th. And let's let the people know right up front where they can go for tickets or how can they get tickets for the benefit and also find out information about the Southside Film Festival.
You can go to ssff.org. Or to get tickets for the benefit, you can go to MolinariMangia.com, and tickets are available online, or you can give Molinari's a call as well.
Opening night is June 13th for the Southside Film Festival, and I understand that we have a very special film that you're showing this year, and we can talk about the party that starts at
sure.
6 p.m., right?
Yeah, we always have a kickoff party, and the party starts at 6 p.m., as you said, at Color Me Mine on 3rd Street, and we have some food and some beverages on tap, or on ice, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're there for about an hour and a half, 7:30. We head down the street to the Charter Arts School. We always show a few shorts to whet people's appetites. We may be showing some trailers, actually, this year, of some of the other films that we're showing throughout the festival, which we hadn't done before specifically. But our opening feature, we're very excited to have a film called Unleashed. And it features Kate McCucci from Nazareth, a local favorite. And we are flying in the director for the film.
Uh-huh.
And Kate is unable to make it, but we may have a little special surprise as far as Kate goes. I'll give you a description of the film. And every time I do this, I say it doesn't do it any justice. If you watch the trailer, it's a better indication. Kate plays a young woman who owns a cat and a dog. And the cat and dog come to life and become her suitors and try to win her affection.
Yeah, it's I would definitely suggest going online, checking out the trailer for it. And Jeff's right. It's a very funny, cutesy, hilarious film. You know, got a wide appeal. So we're hoping everybody comes out and has a good time with it.
We're here with Glenn Kohler and Jeff Laslavic of the Southside Film Festival on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. And Unleashed is the opening night film, June 13. Also, another favorite at the Southside Film Festival is the late night movie. Now, I think that's shown on Friday night, is that correct?
Friday night,
yes.
Correct.
Is that at midnight or 11 p.m. approximately?
I think it's 11.
Yeah, we're doing a 11 p.m. It's going to be a Victory Firehouse this year.
Okay. Is this year's film The Night Watchman?
The Night Watchman, that's mm-hmm. correct. We're returning to the good old funny comedy horror genre. It's a great film. I'm not sure if it's shown in Pennsylvania. I think we're going to be
we might be the
Pennsylvania premiere of it. And it's about a couple of guys who work as night watchmen, and they deal with some undead situations. And it's a really hilarious, gory, raunchy, funny,
and good several hilarious, raunchy, gory shorts leading up to it
we're actually kind of doing a double horror feature. So right before the late night movie at the same venue, we're doing a movie called Happy Hunting, which is kind of in the same comedy horror vein. And before both of those films, we're going to have two short films each block, and they are very gory and very, very funny. So any horror fans, I mean, that's a good, like, 4 hours of solid,
yep,
funny, gory awesomeness, yep, for you.
And another big event for the festival is the closing night film and party. And let's talk a little bit about that. That's June 17 for the Southside Film Festival. And where's that held? And what's that all about?
Closing night movie this year is going to be a film about Centralia. And this is a brand new film. A couple of years ago, we showed a documentary about Centralia as well, but this year is a brand new one, just finished. I think we're only the second place showing it. You know, it's a pretty local topic and something everybody's always interested in, mm-hmm, you know, the story of the ghost town and how the fire started and all that.
Is it a documentary? Or
it is a documentary, yes.
I see.
So mm-hmm, we're pretty pumped about it. It's a great movie. And
That's the closing night film for the Southside Film Festival, June 17th. And also, another popular event is the children's film series, and mm-hmm, that is held at Godfrey Daniels. It starts June 15th, right, Jeff?
Yep. Yeah, we usually we kick off Wednesday night, the 15th, with a feature film. This year we're doing a very popular film that was Oscar-nominated this year for Best Animated Feature called My Life is a Zucchini. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are showing blocks of short films. And most of the films that we show, a couple of our submissions, most of the films that we show come from the New York Children's Film Festival, the International Festival. And those folks are nice enough to set us up with some great, great films every year. And they're very, very well done. And they get films from all over the world, just as we do for our festival.
Well, that's what I was curious about. The Southside Film Festival does attract films from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering about the selection process.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? I know there's a sort of a web portal where people can submit to festivals.
Right.
And I know that you have your own film wrangler. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how the films come to you or how you
sure
come to the films.
Yeah. We've been using withoutabox.com for several years now. And essentially, we describe it as a dating service for festivals and filmmakers. And we have a marketing package that puts our name out there four times throughout our open process. And so people hear about us, filmmakers specifically hear about the festival. They know when a break is coming up, when we're about to go to a little bit higher fee for the next level, late fees, et cetera. So they know to get the films in at a certain time. So we always see a little spike in submissions. But we get films in, and this is the third year, Glenn, that we're doing almost everything online.
In other words, you're not getting any physical.
Not so many. Very few.
Yeah, when we go back to the very first year, 14 years ago,
mm-hmm,
we were still getting VHS tapes in the mail.
Up until about 5 years ago, we still got a VHS tape, oddly enough.
Yeah. Now it's a digital download, pretty much.
Right. So everybody who's on the jury, can be watching the same film at the same time in their own homes, rather than I watch
trading
it,
DVDs,
have to pass it off to Glenn. I forgot it at home.
Sure.
Glenn forgot it at the bus stop. We don't know where the film. And
right.
So it's much, much, much more efficient now.
Right.
And almost everything comes in, on a Vimeo player type thing. We have a
sort of you do have the infamous film wrangler too.
We do have a film wrangler. Yeah, Ben Bertalan, he was out in Santa Barbara this year,
mm-hmm,
at the festival, and he is when he's not out at festivals and he's not going to concerts and in great restaurants around here and doing his day job as a librarian, he's in constant contact with filmmakers, looking at films, requesting copies of films to get sent to us.
He also scours the programs for other film festivals, mm-hmm, so if he sees something that looks good or interesting, he'll reach out and say, hey, we've got a little film fest. We like to check out your film. And so our films are at the festival. I think this year we have about 76. That's not including the kids stuff. It's usually, a half and half of invitational films and submitted films. We always usually got one film that gets nominated for an Oscar award. So it's pretty high level. Then we get stuff from, local students that makes it in the fest. So we got a nice mix of everything.
Right. We're talking with Glenn Kohler. and he is the head of the Southside Film Festival, and Jeff Leslavic, and he is the head of the Southside Film Institute, which runs the Southside Film Festival. And before we take a break, we'll wrap up with this one aspect, and that is that Southside Film Festival pretty much shows films in blocks, film blocks. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could explain what a film block is.
Sure. So in addition to, you know, the feature-length movies, which is pretty much just an hour and a half of one movie, we have blocks of films, which are short films. So it ranges anywhere from 30 seconds to, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and we show a couple movies within that same block. For instance, this year our animation block is packed, and there must be probably 13 different films within that, you know, hour and 20 minute, hour and a half time frame.
We're here talking with Jeff Leslavic, and we're talking also with Glenn Kohler. And when we come back, we're going to get their picks and their tips for what films to see at the Southside Film Festival, now in its 14th year here on the south side of Bethlehem. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
If you are a Golden Age folkie and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Paul Wollestein, and we're talking today about the Southside Film Festival. Here with Jeff Leslavic, he's the head of the Southside Film Institute, and Glenn Kohler, and he's the head of the Southside Film Festival. Before the break, we were talking about the blocks of films and the types of films that are shown at the festival, and it's a pretty wide range of films. It's animation, it's documentaries, it's narrative feature, it's shorts. Let's talk now a little bit about how people could come to see the festival and what is the process. I understand people can go see a day's worth or an evening's worth of films, or they can go see the whole film festival package, which is June 13th to 17th on the south side of Bethlehem. What's that process as far as the accessibility to go to the festival?
If people want to just come out and see one block of films or one feature film, we have individual tickets available, and those tickets range from $5 to $10, depending on what venue you're going to. The Charter Arts High School, which is usually our feature films, that's a $10 venue, and then the smaller venues, which are Victory Firehouse and Lehigh University, are $5 venues. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go see a whole bunch of movies, we offer an all-access pass, which is just $50, so you can see 73 to 76 different films throughout the week. And most of the blocks that we have, almost every movie we have plays twice, so if you are seeing something else and miss it once, you can check it out later in the week.
The all-festival pass, does that include the opening night event and the closing night event?
Yes, it does. It does. Includes all the parties, everything.
And it also gets you into the Flash Your Pass program, which is something we've done for many years where...
We have to pronounce that very carefully. It's
Flash
called
your
Flash
Your
Pass.
Yes, Flash Your Pass. Well, you probably get discounts if you do the other thing, too. But, Flash Your Pass is anyone with an all-access pass, a lanyard pass, be it sponsor, filmmaker, volunteer, staff, press, anybody who takes their pass into one of many, many businesses throughout the South Side. Most of the restaurants, most of the shops on the South Side participate in some way or another. They will offer a discount to anyone with a pass.
And is that during the festival?
During the festival, yes.
Right, so mm-hmm. That's June 13th to 17th. Talk about the opening night, though, too, because that's a special film. And then let's also remind people about the fundraiser, which is at Molinari's, and that's the benefit June 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's separate from the All Festival Pass.
Correct.
That's
that is separate. It's $130 per person. Exactly half goes to the film festival. It's one of the best fundraisers we've had in over the years. This is the fifth annual. It's really an all-star game for chefs in the Valley. It really is, you know, every year it's kind of the best of the best. you know, you will not walk out of there hungry.
You can check out more information at our website, which is ssff.org. And there's tickets and more information about the benefit available at MolinariMangia.com.
Now let's get down to some of the films. We had mentioned before the break about Opening Night Unleashed, and that is one that certainly people will want to catch. But what are some of your favorites or some films that you think people should know about? We mentioned Centralia, for example. That's the closing night film, the documentary.
Right, Centralia on closing night. There are two films that are playing in a block with a couple other films. You know, we talked about the blocks earlier, which are of particular interest to listeners of WDIY. One film in this block is called Joyful Noise, and it is a recording of the concert performed at Lehigh University that Stephen Sametz wrote the original music for. The it was a concert honoring the victims of Sandy Hook. And I my wife and I and my son were at the show that night. It was a fantastic performance, and you know, little did we know it was being recorded and we'd be able to show the film a couple months later. And also in that block is a film called Old Men Singing, and it was another one that kind of came to us as a surprise. It features Bob Cohen, who passed away, I believe, in January, December or January. And Bob's well known to WDIY listeners. He was on the radio a lot and performed around the Valley a lot.
Yes, as an actor and as a singer. Mm-hmm.
And it's about a group called The Waiters, who were the a cappella group at Cornell University. And when Bob was an undergrad there, he was part of The Waiters. And these guys back in the day were big stars. I mean, they were
talking what, the late 60s, early 70s or so?
Probably even older than that. I'd say the 50s.
Oh, I see.
You know, they were on Perry Como show and you know, had
making women swoon.
Yeah. They were the big man on campus. Yeah. And many years later, at an annual reunion, they decided to get together and start performing again. And then they started doing that every year. So, and Bob was part of that. So you can see Bob being interviewed and some footage of Lehigh and, you know, some of his cohorts from Cornell. And it's very, very well done. It's a very nice film. And, you know, when we watched this on Jury, I said, this is the type of film that is absolutely perfect for our film festival here in Bethlehem. Because really, unless someone got a hold of this film and said, hey, we're going to have a little party and get together and show this film that Bob's in, there really wouldn't be anywhere else to see this. You know, this type of film, you need to go to festivals. Not just our festival, but, you know, this film in particular, you know, come to our festival to see. But it was really tailor-made for us. It was a perfect film. Bob's widow, Amy, is going to invite a lot of friends to this. We're hopefully going to have a really nice turnout for it. And, you know, we couldn't pick a better block of films.
And if people want to see the film, they can go to the website, find out all the screening times. And
correct. Yep. And that'll be playing twice, I believe.
Yeah, definitely.
And how about you, Glenn? Any favorites?
Oh, I think one of my favorites actually came to us fairly late in the game is a documentary called 44 Pages, which is a feature-length documentary about Highlights Magazine.
Yeah.
And little did I know, it's created in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. So it's actually kind of a little bit of a fairly local story, too. So they go through the people who create the magazine, and they're working on, I believe it's the 70th anniversary edition.
And this is the magazine for youth, correct?
Right, yeah, this is sort of an educational. This is the one that you see always in the Goofus and Gallant sitting in the you know, the dentist office. You know, I think every kid from, well, I guess 70 years ago till now has.
I had my subscription in the 60s.
Still being published. Okay. And it's a great little look into, you know, a little slice of Americana that, as you know, grow older, you don't necessarily think about. You know, when's the last time you thought about Highlights Magazine?
That's
probably
true.
A long time.
Yeah.
But it's still there, and kids still read it, and it's still a popular thing. So it was a very, very interesting little look. Kind of reminded me of, we did one on Calvin and Hobbes a couple years ago.
Yep.
And it gave me that same kind of vibe about it.
Well, that's the fascinating thing about the Southside Film Festival. It is, you know, if you look up the word eclectic, you would see Southside Film Festival there, because the Southside Film Festival has films from all over the world, all types of genres, all lengths of films. You can't pigeonhole the festival.
No. At this point in year 14, we've screened well over 1,200 films, everyone independent. We've screened films from 46 of the 50 states, still have four holdouts that haven't submitted a film, and we're at 80 countries from around the world. So we are literally an international film festival, but held in a small town. We have a small town feel. It's really the best of both worlds. You know, we literally get filmmakers who come in from all over the world. We have filmmakers from Russia, from Sweden, from Denmark.
Yeah, the opening night party a couple of years ago with the folks from the Russian Film Festival from Moscow. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That was especially a lot of fun.
Yeah,
definitely.
And you know, we have local folks. We have a couple great local films this year. Is it King of the Buskers is the title?
King of the Buskers, and it's actually produced by Jackie Farris from WFMZ, as well as A.B. Unger, who I think is also with the same crew.
Correct.
And it's a great 23-minute film. Mm-hmm. And they go down to the Keys and they follow this guy who calls himself the King of the Buskers. And it also follows a guy from Allentown whose dream is to just get into street busking.
He's seeking the advice of the master.
He goes down to just seek out the King of the Buskers to find out, how do I do this? How do I make money at it? How do I get better? You know, how do I make this my lifestyle? And it's a nicely produced little thing. Mm-hmm. We really enjoyed it.
We also have a really nice film from DeSales this year, Prep Talk, four kids who are about to go back to school, indoctrinating the youngest of the group into what to expect when we go back to school.
Yeah, it's kind of a sort of coming-of-age film, and very beautifully shot.
Beautifully shot.
Very nice film. There's another one that I wanted to mention, too, another short film. It's called Twinsburg. And speaking of beautifully shot pieces of cinema, I mean, it looks like a Wes Anderson movie. Mm-hmm. And it has kind of the...
It has very much the feel of a Wes Anderson movie, too.
A lot of the quirk of a Wes Anderson movie, too. I would call it more of a drama, but it's got its funny little quirky moments to it. And it's about these two guys. Every year, they go to... It's called Twinsburg. It's a festival of twins. And it follows their many years of going to this festival. And the one brother finally gets fed up with the immaturity of it all, and it kind of goes through their little tiff of that year at Twinsburg. Great film, Wes Anderson.
Very much so, very well done film.
That sounds fascinating. The Southside Film Festival, June 13th to 17th. The venues are the Lehigh Valley Charter Arts, Sinclair Lab, Victory Firehouse. We're here speaking with Glenn Kohler. He is the head of the film festival, and Jeff Leslavic, and he is the president of the Southside Film Institute. We are going to be wrapping things up here, but we want to mention some final films, perhaps, and some more information about the festival where people can check out the full schedule. Did you want to mention another film or two here?
Yep. The last one I want to talk about is it's a feature-length documentary, and I believe it actually came out last year. It will be screening at the festival this year. It's called Billboard Boys, and it's about the infamous incident of the guys trying to win a house, or I guess it was a trailer, by staying on top of a billboard in Allentown as long as humanly possible. And it became kind of an international incident back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's a extremely well-done documentary. They went back and got a lot of file footage and, you know, tracked the guys down and interviewed people that were, you know, part of this whole thing.
That was a radio station promotion. Right. Not a public radio station promotion, mind you. But it happened right along Route 22 in the vicinity of the MacArthur Road exit there in Whitehall Township. And they lived on a billboard, they being three separate folks, I guess, three separate people. And so this is called
The Billboard Boys. Yep. Right.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff Leslavic and Glenn Kohler from the Southside Film Festival. I'm Paul Wollestein for Lehigh Valley Arts Salon.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willestein of the Press.
Alien Covenant is the latest in the Alien science fiction motion picture franchise. Although Alien Covenant is released in spring, it's really a summer season horror film, bringing back one of the scariest, most disgusting looking, and vicious monsters ever created for the cinema. Alien Covenant is a sequel to Prometheus, released in 2012, and it's the second Alien prequel, and it's the sixth installment in the Alien franchise. Alien Covenant is the third Alien film directed by Ridley Scott, who directed Prometheus and the original Alien, released in 1979. Ridley Scott has a resume that bespeaks of a master of suspense, dystopian science fiction, and gripping drama. He directed Blade Runner, Thelma and Louise, Gladiator, Black Hawk Down, The Martian. Alien Covenant is no exception. Alien Covenant is relentless in its scarifying moments, thanks not only to the horrific alien creature called the Xenomorph, from its oozy dripping origin to its dinosaur-like full growth stage. It's mean, merciless, and as fleet-footed as a centipede. The shocks in the film are provided when the creatures emerge, attack, and devour their prey. In all cases, here, humans. What's perhaps most frightening is that the film's concept preys on humans' natural fear of parasites, in that the alien grows inside a human and then pops out. These scenes are depicted in great detail, which makes it all the more terrifying. The screenplay by John Logan, who wrote the screenplay for The Last Samurai, and Dante Harper in his screenplay debut, from a story by Jack Paglen, who wrote Transcendence, and Michael Green, who wrote Logan, is based on characters created by Dan O'Bannon and Ronald Shusett. It's minimalistic, giving scant backstory for the characters and little interaction between the characters. It's too bad more attention wasn't paid to the human characters. Maybe it's because the humans are a mere grist for the monster's mill. The actors playing the humans in the film are superb, especially the extraordinarily riveting David Walter, actually a robot, a synthetic, but a very human-looking robot, played both characters, as it is, by Michael Fassbender. He was in Prometheus and X-Men. Catherine Waterston of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, as Daniels, plays a leadership role on the Space Explorers team. She has a very self-contained, forthright presence. The story isn't much to go into. Basically, Covenant is the name of the spaceship, and it's the mission in 2104 for a ferrying cryogenically frozen humans to a new planet. They become stranded on the planet and are beset by the alien creature. This sets up the nearly 1 hour of alien lurks, chases, and attacks that make Alien Covenant an effective entry into the cinematic horror genre. Alien Covenant is MPAA rated R for sci-fi violence, bloody images, language, and some sexuality nudity. Opening June 2 are Wonder Woman. Patty Jenkins directs Gal Gadot, David Thewlis, Robin Wright, and Chris Pine in the action-adventure fantasy sci-fi film about the origin story of Wonder Woman, who was Diana, Princess of the Amazons, a trained warrior. Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. David Soren directs Jordan Peele, Kevin Hart, Sugar Lynn Beard, and Kristen Shaw in the animation action comedy family film about two pranksters, George and Harold, who hypnotize their school principal into thinking he's a superhero named Captain Underpants. Now that's a superhero we can get behind. I'm Paul Wollestein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.